Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about charity and the virtue of giving charity in secret, as well as the effects that it has on a person and in society. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: if you disclose your charities, that is well, but if you hide them and give them to the poor, that is better for you, and it will atone for some of your misdeeds, and Allah is well aware of what you do. So here in this verse, we read that giving charity in secret is better, and that it leads to the atonement of our evil, of our sins. In a similar fashion, Imam Baqir alayhi salam said the following. He said the following, describing his father, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. The Imam said, he used to go out in the dark night carrying a sack on his back and going from door to door, knocking on each door and giving to whoever came out to answer it. He used to cover his face when giving to the poor in order that they might not recognize him. This is one of the continuous sunnah, or the traditions of the A'imma alayhi salam. All of the imams used to do this, that they used to give these in the night. They used to go out with sacks of food and other articles, necessary articles of living, and they used to give it to the poor in such a way that the poor would not know about it. It's transmitted regarding Imam Ali as well, and that the only time that people would learn who the person was who was giving it to them was when the Imam would die, and everybody would find out that this was the person who was giving it to us. And so in this hadith, this has been transmitted regarding Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In a similar fashion, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, by Allah, charity given secretly is better than charity given openly. Just as by Allah, worship performed secretly is better than worship performed openly. Right? So Imam here gives a general rule and then applies it to charity. He says that worship that is performed secretly obviously is better. Charity is a form of worship. Therefore, if doing it and performing it in secret is a lot more virtuous and better than when we perform it openly. Unless, of course, we have to add the reservation that, in certain cases, it's good to give it openly if it's meant to encourage people, to other people, to give it openly. But in normal situations, yeah, it's better to do it secretly and so that other people do not know. Imam Sadiq also said, verily, charity given at night, secretly in the dark of the night, extinguishes the wrath of Allah, wipes away grave sins, and facilitates one's account on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of giving charity in secret and its good effects from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد